from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Even if you've recovered from COVID-19's Omicron variant, and despite the natural immunity you now have, the top public health official in this region recommends getting a second or third vaccination. Dr. Leanne Catton of the Porcupine Health Unit says evidence has yet to indicate how long you're immune.
We have heard from immunologists and other scientific partners that if you've had natural infection and you do get an mRNA vaccine or a booster vaccine, that it will significantly add to the level of protection.
Catton adds that it also increases the length of time of that protection. That, she says, is very important. Traffic at Canada's busiest border crossing into the U.S. has been delayed by supporters of the Freedom Convoy against COVID-19 mandates. Police in Windsor say the Ambassador Bridge exit is temporarily interrupted in both directions because of the protesters. Drivers are being asked to find an alternate route. The Timmins Community Park Association is celebrating Family Day on Monday, February 21st, with a bunch of free events at the Hollinger Skate Path. President Mark Rogers says there's a cardboard box skate path parade, sliding on the sliding hill, and parking lot tennis and curling. There's also free food at the fire pit. Rogers notes that this is a great time for anyone who has never been at the skate path.
Timmins Community Park Association offers usage of free skates so that they can try it out, go skating, or they can just come into the trailer and get changed and head out to the path.
The path itself is open until 11 at night. The Family Day activities are scheduled for 11 in the morning until 4 that afternoon. Believe the on-leash signs on the Bart Thompson Trail, not the off-leash signs. They're fake. Someone posted the fake signs, complete with the city logo, on the trail in South Porcupine. If the bylaw department encounters you out there with Fido off-leash, you could be fined $90. And Ontario's education minister says the province is taking further action to protect students and children. Stephen Lecce says it's becoming the first Canadian jurisdiction to publicly disclose and make parents aware of educators who've been involved in sexual abuse and other serious crimes. All certified educators in Ontario must now also complete a comprehensive mandatory sexual abuse prevention program. Lecce says his government takes a zero-tolerance approach towards anyone who would abuse or threaten children. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.